From Oz Cyclone Chasers, we have Nitzo to tell us what we can expect around Cairns and far north Queensland in the coming days with those weather warnings out from the Bureau of Meteorology. Now, Nitzo, first up, what is it we can expect? Is it a trough or is it a low?
Yeah, so at the moment it's a trough, and we're expecting the trough. It's a couple of hundred k's off the coast. We're expecting it to gradually push towards the coastline through the day. And in particular, what we're looking at is the southern extreme edge of the trough. Now, as the trough pushes onto the coast, it's also pushing northwards. So as it goes northwards, particularly tomorrow for the Cairns region, particularly tomorrow, we're looking at some really intense rain on the southern edge of the trough. So that last little bit, just before the trough leaves us, that's where we're looking at that, I think the Bureau call it intense rainfall on their severe weather warning. So in the meantime, though, just before that all happens, there's still expected to be some heavy shower activity, and we're going to see those totals adding up throughout the day into tomorrow. But that period tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night, or even early, very, very early Saturday, that's the really crucial period there. If one of those little, what we call convergence zones, those little squeeze zones between all the winds in the atmosphere, if one of those happens to pop right over the top of Cairns, that's when we could see those 100 millimetres, 200 millimetre of rainfalls over a period of, say, 2 or 3 hours. So that's the stuff we're really looking for as we move forward with this system.
Now, we're used to, in the far north Queensland here, some decent rainfalls, 100 and 150 millis a day. But it seems like the Bureau are putting out more of a warning, and even the wording life-threatening is in the warning.
Yeah, so that's because of that period that I'm talking about, that little period of intense rainfall. So, yes, normally Cairns is used to those 100 or 200 millimetre a day. Listen, even those are pretty rare as we get towards the end of April. So, based on climatology, this is still quite a big event. You can't compare it to last. Last year was a record-breaking year month for Cairns. So I know people are going to say, oh, it happened last year too. But it was a record-breaking event for Cairns last year. And so it's oftentimes we think that, oh, yeah, it's just another rain event. Remember, this is the end of April now, so we're moving into the early part of the dry season, the late part of the wet season. So it's pretty rare to see something this intense pushing up the coastline at this time. Dangerous life-threatening flash flooding is the possibility, especially as that little period comes through tomorrow, afternoon, tomorrow night. But listen, there could be heavy rainfall at any time now from this morning onwards, but we do expect to see the worst around Cairns tomorrow night, or tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night.
Okay, so I should imagine it's the coastal waters are not going to be too flash. Leave the boat at home.
Yeah, leave the boat at home, unless you're on one of those multi-million dollar super yachts. That one's still coming in the mail, I think. stay at home. Listen, the issue isn't just the winds, but then we're also going to get these squally showers at the leading edge of all the shower activity. There's going to be those squalls, and the computer models and all those things online that tell you what the winds are going to be, they're going to be wrong at the leading edge of those, because those leading edge of the squall lines can produce wind gusts up around 40, maybe even up to 45 knots. So we sort of don't want to be stuck out on the water with that sort of stuff coming at us.